This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Death toll in Batase Dara road accident in Baglung reaches 4. Public health concerns are mounting nationwide with a steady rise in dengue infections. And there has been a night of intense fighting between Israel and Iran, with the two sides trading fire. Now the news in detail. The death toll in the road accident that took place at Batase Dara in Dhorpaton municipality, ward number 5 in Baglung district, yesterday evening has reached 4. The accident involving a vehicle took place yesterday evening as it was carrying 16 passengers from Burtibang Bazar to Dhorpaton municipality, ward number 5, and it fell about 60 meters from the road. 70-year-old Nara Bahadur Karki, 75-year-old Bhim Kumari Buddha, and 21-year-old Tika Kumari Kunwar of Dhorpaton municipality, ward number 2, died on the spot. Likewise, 75-year-old Mona Kumari Thapa of the same ward died while undergoing treatment at Manipal Hospital in Pokhara this morning, according to Ananda Basnet, who is the chief police inspector of the area police office, Burtibang. Police said the injured are undergoing treatment at Manipal Hospital in Pokhara and Mission Hospital in Palwa district. The session of the House of Representatives, which had been obstructed over 2 weeks due to the ongoing visa scam controversy, officially resumed yesterday. The parliamentary deadlock was broken following a two-point agreement between the ruling parties and the main opposition, the CPN Maui Centre. The deal includes the government's commitment to fully support the Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, in its ongoing probe into alleged corruption and human trafficking in the visit visa procedures. Additionally, the government has pledged policy, legal and structural reforms in the immigration system. However, tensions remain high. Lawmakers from the Rashtriya Swatantra Party and Rashtriya Prajatantra Party protested during the proceedings, expressing dissatisfaction with the agreement and demanding further accountability. Speaking in the House, Chief Whip of the CPN Maui Center, Hitraj Pandey, emphasized the need for an impartial investigation and strong legal action against those involved, including government officials, travel agencies, manpower firms, and the airliners. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak addressed the parliament, denying any involvement in the scandal. He said the allegations were politically motivated and insisted he would not resign based on unproven accusations, while also vowing full cooperation with the investigation. Likewise, members of the National Assembly have raised serious concerns over some key national issues, urging the government to take immediate action. In yesterday's National Assembly session, lawmakers drew the government attention to pressing matters including air safety, the visit visa scandal, and media freedom. They stressed the urgent need for technical and policy reforms in Nepal's aviation sector and called on the government to work towards lifting the European Union's ban on Nepali airlines from operating in European airspace. On the issue of visit visa scam, a demand was made for the formation of a high-level probe committee to tackle policy-level corruption and ensure accountability. Lawmakers also voiced strong opposition to a recent case filed against a journalist under cybercrime law, stating that such actions go against the constitution and threaten press freedom. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arjun Ranadewa has said Nepal has stepped up its global diplomatic efforts. At a meeting of International Relations and Tourism Committee of the Federal Parliament yesterday, Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Rana highlighted the ministry's intensified diplomatic engagement with friendly nations and the global community. She emphasized that Nepal was working actively to promote its climate change agenda on the international stage, notably through the Sagarmatha Sambad initiative. Responding to lawmakers' questions, Minister Dr. Rana also assured that essential services such as passport and consular assistance were being provided efficiently to Nepali citizens around the world. With the arrival of the monsoon season, public health concerns are mounting nationwide with a steady rise in dengue infections. Health authorities have confirmed that dengue cases are now being reported from almost every corner of the country, with the highest number of cases in the Kathmandu Valley. According to the Epidemiology and Disease Control Division, 1,295 dengue infections have been recorded from the 1st of January to 12th of June, spanning 72 districts. Kathmandu alone has reported the highest number with 136 confirmed cases. Experts warn that the coming months, July to October, pose the greatest risk for further spread of the disease, with health authorities bracing for a potentially severe dengue season. In response, the Ministry of Health and Population has begun mobilizing high-level prevention and awareness campaigns to contain the outbreak before it escalates. The demand for coffee seedlings is surging in Gulmi and the surrounding areas, but the coffee development center in Apchor is struggling to meet it. Farmers have requested 200,000 seedlings, but the center has only produced 70,000 due to limited resources and staff. Founded in 1984 by late King Birendra, the center in Gulmi is a key hub for horticulture and seed production. Seedlings are sold at 40 rupees each, and about 50 temporary workers are hired during the coffee season. Currently, 12,000 seedlings are growing in the center's garden, with 60,000 more in six nurseries. Coffee is cultivated in 300 hectares in Gulmi, and organizations are actively promoting its farming. This means the center can't keep up with the high demand for coffee seedlings, even as coffee farming grows in the region. You're listening to Raid in Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international update. There has been a night of intense fighting between Israel and Iran, with the two sides trading fire and explosions heard in Tel Aviv, Jerusalem and Tehran. Iran launched waves of missiles in retaliation for Israeli strikes, which targeted Iran's nuclear facilities and military bases on Friday, killing senior commanders and six scientists. Ballistic missiles hit parts of Israel overnight, with a number of alerts issued for the public to take shelter and at least two people killed and dozens injured, according to Israeli emergency services. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will remain partly to generally cloudy across the country. There is a possibility of light to moderate rainfall with thunder and lightning at a few places of the hilly regions of the country, including Kosi and Madhya provinces, and at one or two places in the rest of the country. There is also a possibility of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the hilly areas of Kosi province. The division explained that westerly and local winds currently affect the western parts of the country, while monsoon winds influence the Kosi, Bagmati, most of the Gandaki province, and a few areas in the eastern region of Lumini province, bringing moderate to heavy rainfall. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up the headlines, once again. Death toll in Batasidara road accident in Baglung reaches 4. Public health concerns are mounting nationwide with a steady rise in dengue infections. And there has been a night of intense fighting between Israel and Iran, with the two sides trading fire. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.